News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN Phil Williams Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. So time now 2:23 p.m. Coming up top of the hour, we're scheduled to have John Wall, chairman of the Republican Party, on with us. He made a call yesterday. He made a statement that he wanted to see closed primaries in Alabama. So we're going to be talking about that here for a little bit. And just I'd love to hear y'all's opinions. What do you think? I mean, we're hearing a lot right now about Democrat crossover. Let me give you some background on this, by the way. We're not alone in this, okay? I mean, this is and I distinctly recall that we debated this in one of my first years in the state Senate. So I got elected in 2010, to remind y'all. I served through 2018. And we did change the laws about crossover voting in a primary. In other words, you can't come into the primary, vote for a certain party's candidate, and then try to switch and go to the other side of the political spectrum to vote in the runoffs. So if you basically, what's happening there is, let's say you're a Democrat and you vote in the Democrat primary, and then your candidate wins the Democrat primary, but you're like, oh shoot, the Republicans have got a runoff. We need the weaker of those candidates that we think our guy can do better against. And you go over there and you cross over in the runoff and try to get the weaker candidate, in your opinion, to win. That's not what's supposed to happen. However, that has happened in Alabama politics. It's largely believed that that's exactly the reason why Robert Bentley wound up getting elected to governor. If you remember, the race was the heavy three-horse race, and that was Tim James, Bradley Byrne, and Robert Bentley. Bentley was known as the more moderate of the candidates. Bentley had been serving in the state house. Bradley Byrne had been in the state senate, but then had been the he had been the chancellor of the two-year college system, the community college system here in Alabama, and had to go in there and basically clean house. Made the AEA mad. He was also known to be close to then Speaker of the House Mike Hubbard and Bob Riley, and so the AEA, the teachers union, came after him hard. I mean, like, threw a lot of money into trying to prevent his ability to serve as governor. All right, all that to say, the crossover voting in that Democrat primary is largely what is seen, or that Republican primary is largely what is seen as having boosted Robert Bentley's ability to get elected. I'm just telling you that this is what we saw. Now, what we did was we first looked in the state Senate. I remember this debate. We talked about, do we close the primary? But the real sense of it was, no, we can't just say sour grapes, we're going to close the primary. What we're going to do, though, is we're going to say you can't switch parties back and forth. You can't say I'm a Democrat today and next month during the runoff I'm a Republican. It doesn't work like that. We're not. That's cheesy. Well, we debated all the things, like, okay, are we curtailing somebody's, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of association? Well, no, not really. They're still allowed to vote. They just have to declare. The party has a right to say it is the party, and it has a right to, you know, request people pay dues or declare their affiliation. The party is the one who, by the way, certifies their candidates. When you run for office, anything other than municipal level, when you run for office, you are literally declaring a party affiliation, unless you're an independent, in which case you still have to have X number of signatures on a petition in order to be allowed to run on the ballot as an independent. That's only happened one time, and it was actually for my old seat. When I chose not to run again in 2018, the long, long time Democrat, super Democrat, in fact, minority leader in the House Democrat, Craig Ford, who is now, by the way, running for the mayor of Gadsden, God help us. But Craig Ford, he literally got all the signatures necessary to try and run as an independent to take my old House Senate seat. Didn't work. All that to say, closed primaries. We are an open primary state. We are not going to stop you when you come up to the gate, excuse me, to the door of the polling site, and you say, my name is so-and-so, here's my picture ID, and I would like the Democrat ballot, or I would like the Republican ballot. All we're going to say is you can't cross over in the event of a runoff. Okay. Now what we're hearing is lots of complaints. And I'll talk about those in more detail in just a minute. But we're hearing that there was some organized effort that may have really influenced some races, not the least of which might be the U.S. Senate race. There's some indications that Democrats crossing over trying to prevent the more conservative, because they know it's a red state. They know that they're Democrats and they're not going to get their person elected. So what do they want? Well, they want at least water down who they're going to get. I'm telling you the thinking. I'm not telling you my thinking. I'm telling you their thinking. And so they go in and they choose, okay, we're Democrats, but we're going to vote in the Republican primary. Who do we want? Do we want the Freedom Caucus guy, Mo Brooks, or do we want Katie Britt, or do we want Mike Durant? Well, the polls had always showed that Katie Britt was in the 30s, and suddenly she had 45% on Election Day. That's called underpolling. But some are saying it's actually crossover voting. By the way, it's provable, and I hope we do a study on it. Hope the state party does a study on this, because it is. I'll tell you about that more in a minute, too. All right, folks, lots more on this. It's fascinating. It really is. But it's also a big, big, hairy deal. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, I got to let you know, Right Side Radio is hiring right now. We are hiring for sales reps. If you are interested in being a sales rep for Right Side Radio, we can hook you up. You can go to our website, rightsideradio.org. Go on the contact spot and just send us a message. We would love to talk to you about whether or not you are a fit. You want to be a part of the Right Side team. Sales reps for Right Side. We are hiring even as we speak. Hey, I got a caller on line 5. Let me go grab that real quick. Rick from Huntsville. Thanks for holding on, man. How you doing?
Pretty good, Phil. When I first voted back in 72 in Alabama, if you wanted to have any say in local politics or statewide politics even, you had to vote in the Democratic primary. You know, right. that was really the only choice, because that's where the candidates were selected. But from a national level, you know, you would vote for the weakest of the opponents. You know, so it's kind of a two-edged sword.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, that's the debate, is if we close our primaries, what does that do? Does it limit people's capacity? Well, yes, it does. But it also, the other argument, though, is that it takes the folks who are voting, it allows the candidates to have to speak to their base and literally prove themselves as a Republican or Democrat, as opposed to just sort of pandering to the middle and trying to garner up as many. It's a two-edged sword. You're right, man.
Oh yeah, you know, I agree, and you know, I think, you know, having somebody be able to cross over, you know, during a runoff is wrong. But you know, for Democrats in Alabama now that want to have any kind of a say in local elections, by and large, they have to vote in the Republican primary, because that's where the candidates are essentially chosen. So you win the primary and you've got the seat, basically.
That's exactly right. I mean, that's part of being a red state that's overwhelmingly red. For that matter, if it's a blue state, you go to California, good luck being a Republican and getting elected in some places.
Exactly. But, same process.
All right, Rick, thanks for the call, man. More debate to come on this, I am sure. All right, you take care. Yeah, listen, so here's the deal. First part of the Triple Dipper is all about closed primaries. And so I got a piece that I pulled off of an organization's website called bettergov.org. This is actually a couple of years old, but it gives the outline that right now we have multiple versions, and they don't even cover all of them, but typically you're going to wind up seeing what's called an open primary or a closed primary. All right. Open primaries. There are 15 states, including Alabama, that do what's called an open primary, meaning you do not have to have pre-declared or registered with your party to be allowed to go to the polls and vote for that party. You can show up at the polls and say, Republican ballot, please, and they give it to you. Now, what's interesting is those records are still kept. So when I say earlier that, you know, we can assess whether or not there were crossover votes that are identifiable, because what you'll wind up seeing is X number of people who voted in the last election voted as a Democrat. Those same names showed up on the Republican voting this time. You'll be able to count that. I've got one story here. In fact, let me just go ahead and weed through my stack and take my stuff out of order. Where is the one? Here it is. Story off of Georgia Public Broadcasting. The story was actually run by the AP, the Associated Press. The Associated Press is reporting, though, that, you know, most recently in the Georgia primaries, Georgia is, by the way, just like Alabama, is an open primary state. Within the Southeast, you've got Alabama, Arkansas, and Georgia. We joined 15 states nationwide that have open primaries. Well, right now, storyline from just last week. Headline on Georgia Public Broadcasting: some in Georgia GOP want closed primaries after Trump picks lose. Well, I think that's a stretch. I don't think it was because Trump picks lose. I think it's because we could see clearly that Democrats were crossing over trying to find the weaker candidate. Democrats were crossing over trying to find the one that they believed could, you know, be less likely to beat Stacey Abrams, the Democrat, in the general election. That's what's really happening. I don't think it was at all, well, we just did this to take a swipe at Trump. No, you didn't. You did it to try and take a swipe at Republicans by picking the candidate who you felt like was less likely to stand up in the end against your candidate, Stacey Abrams. So you went in, Democrats in Georgia, and you influenced the election to the extent that you picked the candidate you believed would be less likely to prevail. Why do we know this? Well, here's the numbers. So Raffensperger is the Secretary of State. Remember the Georgia governor, Kemp, and Raffensperger both drew the ire of Donald Trump. They did. They were not endorsed by Trump. Their opponents were endorsed by Trump. However, they won. It says that Raffensperger cleared the 50% threshold required to avoid a runoff election against U.S. Representative Jody Heiss, his Trump-backed challenger, by just over 27,000 votes, according to latest AP tallies. But based on early voting data alone, 37,144 Democrats voted in the Republican primary. In other words, what they can see is that there were 37,000-plus people who had voted as Democrat in the previous elections who suddenly showed up to vote in the Republican elections this time. And since the margin there is 10,000 more than was needed by Raffensperger, it's largely believed that what happened was the Democrats crossed over and influenced his vote. That's a big, hairy deal, y'all. That's where Republicans look at it and go, wait a minute. If you don't want to be a Republican, don't come and vote Republican. I get that. I totally understand that. But the debate still exists. It's not against the law. So first of all, some of these folks that are challenging elections right now on the basis of crossover voting, it's not against our law. So what are you going to do? Well, here's where we have an issue. All right, let me combine the law with the bylaws, if you will. I'm getting in the weeds. Go with me, y'all. I'm getting in the weeds. You got the law, which says ain't nothing wrong in the Alabama code against crossover voting, except if you do it in the runoff. You can't go from one party to the next in the runoff. All right, there's that. However, the actual Republican and Democrat parties both have their own bylaws of their organization. Those bylaws have to be adhered to. They don't have to certify your candidacy. If you say, hey, I'm John Doe, and I want to run for the Alabama State House. Well, that's good, John Doe. Come talk to us. Okay. John Doe, are you the same John Doe that gave money to President Obama in his last election cycle? Well, yeah, but that was back then. I'm a Republican now. Are you? Because our bylaws say if you openly supported a Democrat candidate for office in the last 6 years, we don't have to certify you. So, John Doe, thank you for your time. Come back when 6 years has expired. That happens. That's the law versus the bylaws. Now, here's where we have an issue. You've got one race right now, State Senator Tom Watley, down in Lee County. The incumbent Republican state senator who lost by one vote. One stinking vote. Wow. His opponent, Jay Hovey, is by all accounts a good dude too. A solid Republican, been on the city council. It was basically Republican on Republican for this race. However, we hear very reliably that there was an organized effort by Democrats who hated Tom Whatley, on a personal basis, really, who went after him, and they organized a group of them to come over and vote against him in the primary. I don't know how many. I can't say. But when you only lose by one vote, all it takes is two. You know what I mean? So if two Democrats, you know, had coffee that morning and go, hey, dadgummit, let's go vote against Whatley. Yeah, let's do it. Well, guess what? Those two people that just got up from their coffee and went and voted, they just swung the whole election because he only lost by one. So now Whatley is challenging that race. He's challenging it to the state party. He's challenging it on the basis of crossover voting. Crossover voting is not illegal unless, I think we're going to find out from Chairman Wall, the only exception might be if there was some clear evidence that his opponent, Hovey's campaign, had organized the Democrats and got them to do so. Then you got an issue. All right. All this to say, it doesn't happen if you have closed primaries. It doesn't. It doesn't happen if you have to have declared your party affiliation before getting to the polls. You have to register as a Republican, register as a Democrat. I don't know, man. It's a hard call. I look at it and go, dang, that's a sea change. But I look around the nation, and I can see that right next door, Tennessee has what we call a partially open primary. I can look right next door and see Florida has a closed primary. That right now there are 15 states that do open like we do, 6 states that do partially open. And then I'm looking at 10 that do closed. It's all across the board, y'all. So what do we do? Well, the debate's going to be had in the days to come. And it's going to go forward. And I guarantee you, the debate is going to be hot and heavy. And there's going to be, if, for instance, I can tell you right now, if Tom Whatley, if somehow or another he prevails, and he gets that extra, you know, boost and gets past the one vote loss that he's got on the basis of crossover voting, let me just tell you who's going to be the first person to drop a bill to prevent future crossover voting. Tom Whatley. I can just tell you it's going to happen. All right, Copper, take us to a break. We're going to go take this break right now. Come right back. Finish up this segment and then talk about it for a bit at the top of the hour with John Wall, the chairman of the entire state of Alabama's Republican Party. Yep. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, Copper, grab the mic there real quick. So you moved here from out of state.
That's right.
Of course you were voting age where you were before. What did you have to register as a party wherever you were before?
Yes, I believe in Pennsylvania I registered as a Republican.
Okay, so you had to register.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Let me look at my list of states. Pennsylvania. Yeah, closed primaries, sure enough.
Yeah.
They is. So, it worked, right?
Did you say it worked?
Yeah, so I'm asking you, it worked. I mean, did it in any way, like, it hinder you? Did you have to, was it like an extra step that made it really hard? What's your impression of it?
No, I think it was a box that I just had to check while I registered to vote, which party I was affiliated with. I remember it because it surprised me. I was like, why do I have to tell them this?
Okay. All right. Well, they're one of 10 closed primary states. Mm. Interesting. Okay. All right. But now you voted down here in open primary.
Yes.
So is it true you voted Democrat? I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Surely no.
That's not true, folks. I did not out her like that. That didn't really happen. Okay. But no, seriously, any differences? Any I mean, preferences? What do you think? I'm putting you on the spot here, but what do you think?
Preferences for the way
open
the states
versus closed
do it?
Primaries. Yeah, open versus closed primaries.
Open.
Your preference?
But I mean,
open.
I know there's problems in the open system, but yeah. I think it's kind of crazy to force people to only vote if they are in one of two parties that have so many problems.
Well, and I do know this. Most closed primary states, you have to have registered prior to the election you're voting in, but you can swap your registration before the next election. So it's not like you're there for life.
True.
Yeah, they can't do that. They can't bind you for life and say. Now, they can have bylaws say you can't run as a candidate because you voted in the other primary, but the state law is not going to prevent you from voting because it's a constitutional right. You just have to declare which primary you're on.
But why? We should stop at that you have the right to vote, not and you have to tell us which party.
Which is absolutely the debate. I mean, that's you just nailed it. That's absolutely the debate. Some folks would say, you can't tell me I'm only allowed to vote in this direction. You know, I just no. But yeah. Others would say, all right, the parties went through all the trouble to certify their candidates, and yet you came over from a known Democrat position to vote in a Republican primary or vice versa. Parties are looking at it and going, okay, you just came in here for the sole purpose of influence. Now there's going to be people who are like, the Democrat party left me. I can't be a Democrat anymore. All right. That's cool. I get it. But at the same time, you got to look at the other side of this argument is that the parties are saying, we took all the time, all the years, like 150 years of work to build a party infrastructure, to have bylaws in place. We certify our candidates. They're not certified so they can be elected by Democrats. They're certified so they can be elected by Republicans and vice versa. Anyway, it's going to be a tough call, man. Let me grab line one real quick. Barry from Athens. Barry, how you doing today?
Doing fine, Phil. You know, I used to tell my dad, he'd get mad because, I can't vote for who I want to. I want to vote for who I want to. I said, well, Dave, you can. But right now, the primaries, it's like going back when we were kids picking teams, you know, like picking teams to play football against each other, basketball. I said, right now, if you're a Republican, the Republicans are trying to pick their team. They want to pick who they want to run. I said, Democrats do the same thing. I said, when it comes time for the general election, you can vote Democrat, Republican, whoever you want to. But I said, right now, they're picking teams. That's how you got to look at it. Hell, he just could not understand that. But that's basically what you're doing. I mean, you don't have to vote Republican. If you vote in the primary as a Republican, you can vote for the Democrat candidate. And that's what they're fussing about, because they're Democrats coming over voting for the sorriest pick of the Republican group out there, in my opinion, a lot of times, just trying to get them on the ballot so they can have the sorry Republican pick against the best Democrat they got, which is still pretty sorry. But that's what they do, and I don't think that's right. I think closed primaries is the best way to go as far as keeping it pure, picking the right people for your party.
Hey, that's good. That's a great point. And by the way, that's a classic, man. That is literally Alabama designation. Sorry, if you come in our don't come picking the sorry one. Barry, appreciate you, man. Thanks for being in the audience. I got like 1 minute to take one more call. So Copper, who called in first there? Yeah, Jeff from Indiana. Jeff, I got like a minute, brother. How you doing?
Doing good, Bill. Hey. I've run as a Democrat before, and I didn't even know who the county chairman even was.
you say you ran as a Democrat?
When I was running, if Jesus Christ had come back and said he was a Democrat, a Republican, they would have crucified him again. That's how bad Democrat district I was in.
Wow!
So you gotta fight fire with fire, you know. So, so I was all Republican.
You were an infiltrator.
Democrat by my name.
Oh, well, Jeff, so what I know now is that you are a guerrilla warfare specialist. You snuck into the Democrat Party trying to work from within.
All
right, Jeff, we got
to
go, brother. I got a break I got to take. Copper, tell line three if he wants to call back later, I'd love to hear from him. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, we got John Wall, the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. Y'all stay tuned.